Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Big mark, knocked down by Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Episode 25 of the Monday Waffle. My name is Soph Clappen and I'm riding solo today, which is kind of daunting, but I think I'm going to enjoy myself. We had a massive round of finals this week with Peel Thunder versus West Perth and my boys, the Subiaco Lions, taking on South Fremantle. So instead of just sitting here boring you with my own voice, I think we're just going to dive straight into it. Starting off with the Peel Thunder versus West Perth game, Peel took the win 15-5, 105 to West Perth 7-3, 45. And Peel have been exceptional this final series and have made history. It's their first final win last weekend and they've just continued to dominate this week, ending Perth's season. But they were laden with Dockers players, 18 to be precise, which is probably their biggest, Dockers recruit since round one against Subiaco, when I think they had 17 or 18 as well. So, you know, it does show that that kind of makes a difference. And whether or not this alliance, you know, is fair, especially coming into the final series, is, yeah, food for thought. But Peel's Zach Clark absolutely dominated, as did young gun Connor Blakely. He racked up 35 touches. And Matt DeBoer, D-floor, was very prominent on ground level. So, yeah, they both played well. Starting off in the first term, Peel had a strong breeze helping them, but they slightly overused the ball, which I don't think helped. Opening the second quarter, West Perth's Aaron Black kicked their first goal, but yeah, Thunder just, they were just too strong. Blair Bell and Gerald Ugle were up forward and they kicked seven between them. And by half time, yeah, Peel had a strong 14-point lead. They went into the third quarter but had a bit of trouble with accuracy, which I think would have stopped them bringing the lead even further in front. But by the final term, the Falcons were 45 points down and Peel kicked three of the first four goals to add another nail in West Perth's coffin. So Peel have struck form at the right time this season, so we'll see how they go in the prelim final against South Fremantle this weekend. But moving on, Subiaco versus South Fremantle, and Subiaco have charged home to secure a spot in the grand final. My boys absolutely killing it, and all those fears of having a 3-week bye were, yeah, definitely put to bed as they charged home to win 14-12, 96 to South Frio's 9-2-56. Starting off with 6-1 in the first quarter, you could just tell that they were on form today and they had that hunger to win. By first quarter, they were a little bit scratchy, but definitely by the first half, they came forward. One of the standouts for this game was little Leon Ryan. He's only played, I think, about 14 or 15 games for the seniors, and he had 4-4. He was absolutely outstanding and pretty much the catalyst in the game. He was kept relatively quiet in the first half, thanks to Bulldogs Marlon Pickett, but you know, it just didn't stop him. One of the standouts from the game was just this long goal after the halftime siren. Absolutely fantastic. But South did play well in the second half. They started the second half a bit of a charge, kicked one of the first goals, but it just, I think, fueled Subiaco's need to win. But the standouts for the game were definitely Subi's Ryan. Wheeler kicked three, and then also Horsley and Delahunty played well. For South Frio, Kelly Higgins and Vary were best on ground, and Johnson, Saunders and Edwards all had goals between them. So I think if the Bulldogs had a little bit more delivery in their defence, like Pickett, who was able to keep Liam Ryan quiet that first term, I think they might have been able to push a few more goals through. But otherwise, Subiaco, yeah, just dominated. And look, 3 weeks off and they're still able to charge in and take the lead. I think it just shows that, you know, they've got finals experience, they've got grand final experience, and, you know, that's what you need. And all round, they're just, you know, just a really good team. And I think that, bring on the grand final. I'm stoked.
Question: what rhymes with Zampalas? That's right, nothing. So tune into the Monday Waffle. It makes perfect sense, really. The Monday Waffle, where the team waffle about the waffle. Tune in Monday.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by the magnificent Dennis Cometti. Dennis, thank you for joining us. Absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much, Sophie. Nice to be with you.
And now I know, as an old West Perth,
yes, as a past.
A past West Perth, and an amazing coach at that, I bet. They've been knocked out. But what are your thoughts on this season's waffle?
Well, I saw West Perth in the first game against South Fremantle. They didn't play well. I saw them in the second game against South Fremantle. They didn't play well. I was here for both of those. And then, of course, they got knocked out at the weekend. I didn't see the game, but I got back into town and heard some of it on the radio. And it was a very disappointing final series for them. Subiaco, of course, chasing a slice of history. Hard to beat. I watched that on television on Channel 7, saw that game, and they really overpowered South Fremantle. So, probably, if I'm guessing, and I'm not an expert because I don't see enough of it, I would think Peel and Subiaco in the grand final. And Peel, with so many players with AFL experience, have got to be a chance. So it should be a good game, should be a good grand final. Strange thing might be that they might get a bigger crowd to our grand final than they will to a preliminary final in the AFL at Spotless. GWS, that houses 25,000.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good? That should be the push. Get more than that preliminary final in the AFL.
What are your thoughts on Saturday night finals that they're looking at bringing in next year?
You're talking about the AFL?
For the waffle, they're thinking about perhaps doing finals on a Saturday evening.
Well, they know their business better than me. I'm not across that, to be honest. But no, I'd have no problem with that at all.
It's quite interesting because that's the thing.
Is that for television? Is that for Channel 7?
Well, I'm not sure. The only thing, if it clashes with an AFL, you know, what will it do if it clashes with an AFL final, especially if another West Coast team, either Dockers or West Coast?
Well, I'm sure the Waffle would sort of bring up the rear there. When the AFL have done their fixtures, they'll probably fix to their game. So I'm sure the AFL could set in stone what they want to do, and then the Waffle sorted out after that.
Definitely. And so, just going back to Peel, you said, you know, laden with Dockers players. Mm-hmm. I think they had 18.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on the alignments?
Well, I don't like the alignments at all, but I think that number's got to come down if you're going to have alignments. I don't see any problem with, different coaches, a diversity of coaching for players. I think a lot of those players, when I had more connection with West Perth, who were on league lists and there wasn't alignment, would come down and watch their mates play. And there just seemed to be more passion. I know East Perth had a lot of problems with some of their players this year from the West Coast Eagles. They dropped four one round, didn't they? And a couple of them treated it in rather cavalier fashion after that, a couple of those players who were with the Eagles. So I think that's not necessarily the best way to go, but that's the way we're going, so you've got to live with it. And 18 seems too many, so maybe that number can come down.
Yeah, definitely. But it has been an absolutely fantastic season of Waffle, and heading down to a lot of the games over the weekend, there's been some great support, which is, you know, I guess what you need for those players is that building of support.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of the Sheffield Shield in older days. I'm not sure how it stands now because I don't follow the cricket as closely as I used to, but everyone took an interest in the scores and what was going on in the Sheffield Shield, but nobody went. And I think that holds true to the Waffle, only some people go. More people go than go to the cricket or went to the cricket in those days. I think people are genuinely interested in the results and which teams are doing well. Mm. People can talk and hold a conversation about it. I find that the case anyway. They tell me what's going on in terms of the Waffle, and yet they don't go.
Yeah,
particularly West Perth supporters in the metropolitan area who are close to the city, because it's a fair drive out there, and it's an ageing demographic for a team like West Perth anyway. I mean, the supporters that they had are dwindling. I don't think as many new supporters are coming on, but you'd know better than me.
No, and as you said, it is that geographic thing. You know, there are some games that are played in Mandurah, and, you know, I guess that would be, a bit hard.
Well, good for the people of Mandurah, but hard for supporters who want to go down and watch a game.
Yeah, exactly. Fantastic. Well, Dennis, I guess you are wrapping up your career at the end of this year. Are you still going to dabble in, you know, football? And what are your plans when you finish?
Really nothing hard and fast at this stage. Maybe a little bit of tripping around, but no, I don't know. I'm just looking forward to taking a break for a start. Yeah. Most summers I take a break anyway. Towards the last few years, I was sort of cutting back more and more. So I reckon the last 5 years, generally, I've just taken the summer off. So My son is in Perth at the moment, so I doubt I'll go to America again. Yeah. We were going to the same place in America constantly. It was getting pretty tiring. Mm. But, you know, who knows? Yeah. I probably, if nothing else, I'll go and take a rug, put it down on the bank. If it's a sunny day, I'd joondle up and watch the footy.
Beautiful.
That's me. That's me done. No, that'll be good fun.
Beautiful. I guess what's the one thing that you'll really miss, you know, in terms of, because, you know, your life's been fantastic and chaotic in terms of a career. So
yeah, yeah.
What would be the one thing you really got
to
miss?
Well, just the camaraderie of the guys that I broadcast with, particularly Bruce. We're good friends with Basil, of course, and Hamish, two up-and-comers. I really enjoy those guys as well. I've had a relationship with them for many years, both of those fellas, and Basil for even longer than Hamish. So all of that will be missed, but then you can still stay in touch, and I'm sure Bruce and I will, Hamish and I will, and it's hard to miss Basil in Perth.
Yeah, exactly. He's a big man.
Well, he's a loud man.
He's a loud and big man. It's hard to miss.
Yeah.
So. Fantastic. Well, Dennis Cometti, thank you so much for joining us. It's an absolute pleasure. And
thank you, Sophie.
Lovely to have you on.
Pleasure.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business.
So I thought to swap this up a little bit, considering you are all going to get sick of my beautiful voice very, very quickly, I would drag in a friend of mine, Harry Malcolm. Welcome to the Monday Waffle.
Thank you, Soph. And nobody could ever get sick of your voice, which is why you're doing a podcast. And
Stop it.
But
yes, and you know, I know you love your footy.
Love my footy. Couldn't do without it.
Yeah, who doesn't love footy?
I mean, I'm a Fremantle fan, and given the tragic loss of our dignity, pretty much every game this season.
You've packed all your Freo into Peel, who absolutely have dominated the last two weekends.
That's right.
You know, there's a silver lining out of everything, I guess.
Well, maybe it's a 25-year plan and we're looking to win a grand final in the next decade,
yeah,
I think.
I see that.
Yeah.
I see that, definitely. Yep. What's happening with our tipping?
A bit of a low-scoring round this week. High score of 2 by Birchie. Who's picked
She's
up...
She's tipping queen.
She is. She is dominating the pack at the moment, much like Peel Thunder, with 143 points. So she is number 1 out of 6. But you really only have about 3 or 4 people still in the race.
Yeah.
Second, we've got Joel Serratis. He got a grand total of zilch, nada, 0 out of...
Kaputz.
Yeah, kaputz.
Kaputz.
Nada. So he is currently in 131. He leads Trails Birchie by 11 points. Let's see if he can pick up his game over the rest of the season. Verity on 1 this week, which is puts her in third place, neck and neck with Joel Serratis. So this will be the titanic battle for second that we've all been looking forward for. And unfortunately, Soph.
I got 0.
Yeah,
I forgot to tip.
You got 0. You didn't do very well this week.
I tipped. My heart was tipping. I was tipping in my heart watching the games. I just forgot to put it onto paper.
Well, your heart doesn't have fingers that can type on a keyboard, does it, Soph?
Heart doesn't win points. That's what I say. But brilliant. Well, I think, our aim is to... I've started boosting up Verity. She's going to take over Birch, because Birch is tipping queen. She just kills it every time.
She's like Rain Man. She has this preternatural ability to just tip the winner.
She's got a sixth sense, that girl.
I'd like to make special mention of Josh Gallup, who is on a grand total of 21, hasn't tipped since round 5.
Solid effort.
Solid.
Gallup.
Good effort,
Good
Gallup.
Good effort.
You can still win it if you get 120 points
in the next two
rounds.
In the next two rounds. Good luck, champ.
Yep. And Kelly Haywood also still on double figures only. Only 72. But so if you're at the bottom of the pack, but just like the Fremantle Dockers can next season, perhaps you can lift.
Maybe.
And push to the grand.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
So, looking at next week's games, we've got South Fremantle versus Peel Thunder down at Freo Oval, 12 a.m. It's going to be a cracker. Harry, thank you for coming in. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. So you're picking who to win that match?
I think I'm going to go Peel.
Oh, you're not going to go South Freo?
No, Peel.
Why not?
Because I think Peel, with their Dockers, you know, boost and the momentum, they've just come off 2 cracker wins.
I think you're just secretly a Dockers fan. You just don't want to admit it, because it's most of the Dockers lineup playing for Peel, right?
I'm a Waffle fan.
Oh, how diplomatic of you.
I'm a waffle fan. But thank you all for listening. Myself, solo riding. Hope you haven't got too bored. Massive thank you to the legendary Dennis Cometti for coming in and joining us. We have some absolute cracker of a game coming up this weekend and an even better grand final with my boy Subiaco in it. So definitely stay tuned for the next 2 weeks. We've only got two left. Catch you later.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.